Today's message is going to be called World Changers, and I just believe, working with college students, that God is raising up a generation of world changers.
今天的题目是改变世界者，我相信呢，神就是要用借这些大学生来改变这个世界。
I think sometimes that teenagers and college students, because of social media and society, have a reputation of being maybe needy and entitled.
Okay，就是说这些他们现在这些大学生啊，这些青少年，他们呢这个世代，他们觉得他们是什么都是当得的。
But instead of that, I think that they're going to experience a new empowerment, a new experience of God's Spirit that will enable them to make a difference for the kingdom of God in the world.
但是我相信呢，神的大能在他们身上呢，可以带领他们来改变这个世界。
And I think that God wants every one of us to have influence in this world.
我相信呢，神也希望每个人对这个世界都能够有所影响。
That's one of the reasons that I love working with college students.
就是为什么这样子，我很愿意跟这些大学生们一起同工。
I get to be the Las Vegas area director for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
我是这个校园团契的这个代领人。
And InterVarsity's ministry is about bringing God's word to college campuses all across the United States.
所以我们做的事情呢，就是把神的话语带到这个大学的这个学院校园里面。
And our vision is to reach every campus with the gospel by the year 2030, planting witnessing communities who are students who love God, they love God's purposes in the world, and they experience the presence of God every day.
所以呢，我们是希望在2030年的时候呢，所有的这个大学的校园团契都有一个爱主的这个活动，他们能够爱神、爱神的话、爱神的子民，并且也爱神在这个世界上的旨意。
That's how I got to meet Dr. Ding and to get this invitation to be here today. This is a man of God who loves people and is active in serving on a college campus, and it's such a blessing. I don't know if you know what a blessing it is for you to be led by such a godly man.
所以呢，也是这样子认识了丁长老。丁长老是非常爱主、爱神的人哈，然后也爱他的子民，所以他在学校有很大的影响。 我不知道你们知不知道，但是你们应该很荣幸有他来这个教会来带领。So
that's what we do. We're missionaries to college campuses, and
对，我们是一个这个宣教团契。There
are about 2,500 college campuses in the United States with 1,000 students or more.
所以在美国呢，有超过1,000个学生的校园呢，有超过2,500所学校是超过1,000个学员的。
And InterVarsity is active on 700 of those campuses, reaching students with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
目前呢，我们这个团契是在700个大学里面有这样的活动。
Now, your church is a financial partner with us and a prayer partner with us, and I want to say thank you for investing in the next generation of young people.
所以贵教会呢，对我们也有这个财务上的指导支持，所以呢，我要跟你们讲说，对这个宣在我们校园宣教方面，你们也是有份的。
As we get to see students' lives transformed and become disciples who make disciples, you get to be a part of that. And we're so grateful and so blessed by God.
所以呢，我们看到他们这些学生呢，因为信耶稣以后生命的改变呢，而可以影响。这你们也是在其中有份，我们为此而感谢神。
Think about this. There are more than 75,000 college students in Las Vegas.
你们要想想看，在拉斯维加斯呢这个地方就有75,000个大学生。
Can you imagine what would happen if 75,000 22-year-olds got a hold of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
所以你们可以想象吗？这些22岁左右的人呢，年轻人，他们75,000个，他们如果在这个地方产生影响的话，会是多大的力量？
Those are the things we dream about, asking God to do that kind of work in our churches and in our city.
这就是我们在祷告的，希望神在这个地方做这样的工作。
And I think that young people have a power to affect change differently than any other group because God created them uniquely designed for connecting, challenging, and going.
所以呢，他们这些年轻人，我相信神创造他们的时候跟我们不一样，他们有不一样的这个就是跟人相处的方式，还有接受挑战哈，还有他们也不停的成长，这些都对他们的这个传福音有影响。
I just think that college students and young people are going to be at the epicenter of what God is doing in this generation and around the world.
所以呢，我相信这些年轻人呢，在神的国度当中呢，是非常有影响力的。神也是这样的在创造他们。
So that's the mission of the church. It's the Great Commission. It's to reach every person on the planet with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，教会的这个意向呢，使命就是说一个大使命，就是要去影响所有的人。
But if we're going to do that, we're going to have to be world changers who are on mission with Jesus.
所以我们如果要影响人呢，来信耶稣的话呢，我们必须要做一个能够改变世界的人来做这个事工。
And this morning, on this first Sunday of December, as we move towards celebrating Christmas, I want us to see how God changes the world.
在我们今天是第一个十二月的礼拜天哈，第一个主日，我们在这边准备要迎接圣诞的时候，我们来看看哈，耶稣怎么样啊，他改变世界。
Christmas is one example of when God Himself stepped onto earth.
这个圣诞呢，也就是说呢，神呢他自己哈。
But God came to earth so that we who were transformed by Him would be sent out to help heal the brokenness of the world.
但是呢，神到这个世界上，使我们这些呢，因为他而改变的人呢，可以去帮助世界上那些需要帮助的人。
So for the next few minutes, I want to just focus in on one verse in Acts chapter 4, where we're going to get a glimpse to see how God changes the world.
所以我们来看经文当中的就是一段一节经文，看看神怎么样改变这个世界。
So let me summarize really quickly what happens in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost after Jesus' resurrection.
所以在使徒行传第二章就是讲到说耶稣离世以后呢，怎么样圣灵来这边哈，到五旬节降临。
In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are on their way to prayer at the temple, and they meet a beggar who is crippled, and they heal him in the power of Jesus.
在使徒行传第三章就讲说那个约翰彼得啊，他们怎么样在上这个会堂要去祷告的时候呢，医治了一个在外面瘸腿的人。
In Acts chapter 4, the religious leaders, they do not like what has happened.
那在第四章就讲到说这些犹太的领袖呢，他们不喜欢耶稣所做的一些事情。
And they demand to know what authority this man has been healed with.
他们就要知道说为什么这个瘸腿被医治是用什么力量呢？
Peter and John say that they've done this in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and because of that, they're arrested, put in jail, and brought out before the religious leaders.
所以呢，约翰彼得呢，他们说他们是用拿撒勒人耶稣的这个能力啊，医治了这个瘸腿。 这些犹太人领袖不愿意听到这样的话，就把他们两个下到监牢里。And
the religious leaders tell them never again to speak in the name of Jesus.
然后警告他们不能再传这样的福音。They
refuse, but the council lets them go because they don't want to start a riot in the city.
他们并没有答应这些犹太领袖，但是他们还是放他们走了，因为他们怕会说这个民众有产生暴动。
So after they're let go and God performs this miracle of having them free, they're released from jail, the Bible says that they run straight back to the church and tell everyone the whole story.
所以呢，神就使他们呢，就是从监牢放出来以后呢，他们就回到他们的人群，那个教会里面去跟他们讲发生的事情。
And the first thing the church does together is pray to God.
所以呢，教会他们在一起所做的第一件事情就是向神祷告。
The whole church responds in prayer, and I want to read what Luke says happens right after the church prays.
所以呢，在路加福音记载着说他们祷告了以后发生了什么事情呢？
This is Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Here's what it says.
使徒行传4章31节。
After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。And
with that, just that one verse, I want us to see how God responds when we pray.
就从那个经文，我们可以看到说，我们祷告的时候，神怎么回应呢？
Do you have your phone with you today?
是不是有带电话吗? 你们每个人都有带电话?
Let me see a raise of hands if you have your phone with you today. We always have our phones.
我们大家都手那个电话不离手。
Have you ever done this? Have you ever charged your phone at night and woke up in the morning and found that it was still at 1 or 2% and not charged?
所以你有没有这样的经历？就是说呢，当你晚上那个充电的时候呢，第二天发现怎么电话还是只有一两格。
When that happens at my house, the first thing I do is go look for the child who unplugged my phone.
当这个发生我事情在我身上的时候，我第一个就是去看看哪一个小孩把我的插头给拔掉了。
Because I understand that the only way the phone maintains power is being plugged in to the source.
因为我知道这个要有电源在里面，就是说这个插头一定要插在这个电插座上面。
If my phone doesn't charge, I don't say, I have to call the power company because there's a power outage.
所以如果说电话没有充电充足，我不会打电话去电力公司说怎么搞的，你们怎么回事。
I recognize that all the lights are on in my house, the fan is going around, and there's plenty of power.
所以我知道呢，电灯是家里头电灯亮的，然后电风扇也是开的，所以我们家是有电的。
So it's obvious that there is plenty of power available, but the problem is that my phone was disconnected from that power.
所以呢，我们家是有电，问题是说我的这个电话呢，插座没有插在插座上。
And the more I use it, and the longer it goes without being connected, the lower the power level gets until I get a glowing white apple, and then it shuts down forever.
所以这个电话如果不接上这个源头的话呢，这个电力就会越来越小，然后就会关掉手机了。
And I think that your life is the same way.
我认为你的生命生活也是这样子。
Sometimes we get up in the morning and we're getting ready for the day, and we wonder why is my life feel so powerless.
有的时候我们早上起来就觉得，哎呀，怎么搞的？今天怎么是这么样无精打采的呢？
And in some ways, we immediately think there must be a power outage, and we start to ask questions like, "Is God even real?"
所以我就说，怎么搞的？这会这样子吗？难道神到底是不是真的？
We say, "Does He hear me when I talk to Him?" Maybe prayer doesn't work.
所以我跟他讲话的时候，他听见吗？祷告可能没有什么用哈。
But I want to tell you that there is no power outage in heaven.
但是我告诉你说，在天堂上呢，不可能有这个缺少电源的时候。
Everything else is working just fine.
所有的一切都运作正常。
The sun came up this morning. We have breath in our lungs. We woke up with life in our bodies.
所以今天太阳出来了，我们早上起来了，我们就呼吸新鲜空气，然后就是有生命，我们知道我们还活着。
So there is plenty of life-giving power available. There is no power outage in your life. God is still on His throne.
所以呢，我们不可能是说没有能源哈，因为神还是在宝座上，还是在掌权，所以我们有气息。
And the problem is that unless I plug my phone into its source, it has no connection to receive that power.
但是除非我把这个电话弄在这个插座电源上，不然的话就不能充电。
I think the same thing is true in the spiritual realm of our lives. Unless we get our spirits plugged in to the source of real power, we are unable to receive power from the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，实体的电话是这样运作，我们的灵命也是这样子。如果我们不插上这个电源，是接着神的话，我们就没有能力。
And just like my phone needs the cord to connect it to power,
就像我的电话需要一个这个电线能够插上电源。
God has made prayer as the link or like the cord through which God's power can flow into our lives.
所以呢，神设计了一个方法，就是让我们的祷告变成是我们当中连接的一个线。
And I noticed that I think many Christians think of praying, serious prayer, as an extra optional piece of the Christian life.
所以呢，我发现有些基督徒认为说这个祷告呢，应该是好像特别特别的一个好像可有可无的东西。
But prayer is not extra in the Christian experience. God's work in our lives cannot be done without prayer.
所以呢，祷告不是一个说好像神给我们多加的一个东西，而是我们必须要有的。
Because prayer means that we are, or prayer demands that we are wholeheartedly dependent on God.
因为祷告的时候就要求我们要百分之百的完全的来信靠神。
Here's what I want us to see from this experience of the church in the book of Acts. No move of God ever happens without extraordinary prayer.
所以我们刚刚看到的地方就是说呢，除非你有特别非凡的祷告，要特别的祷告，那个神呢就不会动工。
So our prayers play a crucial role in God's work in the world. Your prayers are not just important, they are necessary.
所以呢，我们的祷告呢，在对神的事工上是非常重要的，不是说好像是不是什么重要，而是必须的。
Every one of us has the privilege of being a distributor of God's power.
我们每个人呢，都是神能力的代理商。
So God is the source of power. Prayer is the link that streams His power into our lives.
所以呢，神是能源哈，然后那个祷告是我们能源的这个接线点。
But there's one more piece that I think God wants to accomplish through each of us.
但是还有一个哈，神希望我们每个人都可以做到的。
Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit came, Jesus told the disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and the ends of the earth."
所以在《使徒行传》第一章第八节就讲说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So the whole point of getting my spirit connected to God's spirit was not just so that my life could be filled with God's power. It was so that you would be like an access point that would bring God's power to the world around you.
所以呢，我们要跟神接连上呢，不是说这样我们就可以得到神的能力在我们身上，而是说我们要成为一个管道，使我们身边的人也可以得到神的能量，并且我们的生活当中可以让人看见啊，这个看不见的神。
It was so that the power of God on display in our lives would let people have a representation of the God who is invisible.
就让你旁边的人可以看见你身上有耶稣的形象。
Let's look again at Acts chapter 4. Look at the prayer that the church prays. In verse 30, they ask God to make himself visible.
所以在使徒行传第四章三十节，他们就这样的讲。
Acts chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through your name of the Holy Servant, Jesus Christ."
就讲说，求你伸手医治，借着你的圣仆耶稣的名，大行神迹奇事。
And I believe that God is still working. He's still demonstrating his power, still doing miracles, still bringing glory to himself today.
所以呢，我相信神今天还是在做奇迹，他还是在做医治。 拯救啊，他这样做的原因呢，就是要给自己带来荣耀。
1 John 5:14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us."
约翰一书第五章十四节讲说，如果我们照着神的旨意祈求，他必听我们，这就是我们对神所存的坦然无惧的心。
So how do we know if what we're praying is in God's will?
所以我们怎么知道我们的祷告是符合神的旨意呢？
I think one of the things that we can do to make sure that our prayers are in line with God's will is that we can use the scriptures to pray.
所以我们要知道我们的祷告是跟神符合的话，我们就必须要用经文来祷告。
And we don't use the scripture to pray to remind God of what he said. He didn't forget.
我们不是说用经文祷告来提醒神所说的话语哈。
We use the scripture to pray so that it will change us and it will change what I want and my desires to become in line with what God already desires for me.
所以呢，我们用圣经祷告不是要这个改变我们，而是要确认我们所祈求的呢，是所我们所知道的来改变我们的心意，来跟神的心意呢符合。
Let me give you a couple of examples. If you're a parent and you want to pray for your children, you could pray Proverbs 12 for them.
让我给你们一个例子，如果你要替小孩祷告的话，你可以用箴言的十二章来给他们祷告。Proverbs
12:1 says, "To learn, you must love discipline. It is foolish to hate correction."
这个箴言十二章第一节讲说，喜爱管教而不是恨恶责备。So
today I use that scripture to pray, and I just think, Father, I thank you for these boys, these children that you've given my wife and I to raise. I pray that they would learn to love discipline, that they would welcome correction, that you would help them become men of honor and integrity. I pray they learn from their mistakes and help them to trust you and turn them into young men of God.
所以呢，我就会这样祷告说：“天父啊，我希望你啊，能够教导这些小孩子啊，让他们呢，让我跟我的太太呢，可以来教养他们，然后让他们也学习到怎么样来那个喜爱管教哈，然后能够帮助他们成为一个错误中学习吸取教训，并且能够信靠你，然后帮助他们成为一个属神的年轻人。”
Proverbs 12:3 says, "Wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots."
十二章第三节就讲说，人靠恶行不能坚立，义人的根必不动摇。So
when I pray that, I pray, Father, I pray that our boys would have lives that are stable. Keep them from wickedness. Preserve them before you. I ask that they have deep roots planted firmly in you, O Lord. Don't let them wander from who you created them to be.
所以呢，我会祷告说，天父啊，我祷告，请你啊，让我的小孩子呢，他们是过着一个非常稳定的生活，让他们能够远离邪恶，然后保守他们。 使他们呢，能够让他们的这个心呢，能够他们的这个根呢，能够扎在你身上，然后他们就不会偏离你，然后也不偏离你创造他们的初衷。When
I keep reading in that chapter, verse 6 says, "The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush. The words of the godly save lives."
然后第六节就讲说，恶人的言论是埋伏流人的血，正直人的口必拯救人。
So I pray, Lord, I know that Satan wants to ambush my children and lie to them and take them away from you. So I pray that when their mom and dad cannot be right there, that you would put godly people around them, that would give them godly wisdom, that they'd have receptive spirits, so the word of God will save their lives in Jesus' name.
所以我就说，天父啊，我祷告说，这些撒旦呢，他想要来攻击影响我的小孩子，把他们带离他偏离你啊！所以我要祷告说，当我跟我太太不在他们身边的时候呢，你可以派一些属灵的人在他们旁边，给他们忠告，带给他们属灵的忠告，而可以搭救他们远离邪恶。
So we can pray through the scriptures. Let me give you another example. If you want to pray for your church, look at Philippians chapter 1.
所以如果你愿意给教会祷告的话，我们来看腓立比书第一章。
It says, I give thanks to my God and God whenever I pray for Las Vegas Chinese Christian Church. I make my request with joy because they have been partners in spreading the gospel with us.
所以我就说，主啊，如果说在 Las Vegas， 我希望你祝福这个中华教会，因为他们跟我们一起同工侍奉在这边呢，使 Las Vegas 成为一个属神的城市。
And I am certain that God, who is doing a wonderful and beautiful work in this church, will continue his work until the day that he is completely finished.
所以我相信神在这个教会所做的事工，他一定会成就直到最后一天。
And I pray that at this church, Father God, that love would overflow more and more, that this church would be full of people who keep growing in the knowledge and understanding of Christ, and that you would purify their lives, that they would be filled with the fruit of salvation.
所以我就说，主啊，我祷告让这个教会里面呢，爱是增加多而又多，然后让他们能够在知识上更多的增长，使他们能够明白你的话语，也明白怎么样去在你的生活当中彰显出来你的荣耀。
So do you see how we can just use the scripture as a model for prayer?
所以我们看我们怎么样可以用经文来做我们一个祷告的范本。
As I look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 and I pray for my work.
所以在用创世纪第二章十五节，我是替我的工作来祷告。
God, I pray that just like you made the garden and you planted Adam and Eve in it to do your work, I thank you that you made the job that you gave me and you planted me in it.
所以神啊，我就是祷告，就是说你像创造了亚当在伊甸园里替你做事，也感谢你让我在这个职份上。
And God, I pray that just like you watered the garden and you made the plants grow, that you would provide for me in the job that you've given me. I know that you've placed me here, and I trust you in what you're doing.
就像你在伊甸园使所有的万物生长一样，我也相信你可以让我在这个地方能够替你做事，能够做出果效。
So I pray for strength to do the best work that I can, and I'm relying on you to do what you did for Adam in the garden, because I know that it's you who brings success.
所以我祷告，希望你的能力在我身上，使我所做的工就像当初亚当在伊甸园所做的一样，能够有功效。
2 Timothy 2:25, I pray this for family members who don't know Jesus.
在提摩太后书第二章二十五节，我用这个祷告来替一些还没有信主的家人祷告。
God, I pray that you would change their hearts. I pray that they would learn the truth. I pray that your Holy Spirit would draw them to you, that they would come to their senses and escape the devil's trap. I pray that instead of being trapped by sin, they would come to know the freedom of knowing you.
所以我就说，天父啊，我祷告你，让他们的这些呢抵挡的心呢可以软弱起来。我希望他们能够相信真理，然后也相信你的圣灵呢能够吸引他们来认识你。我也祷告说呢，让这个他们的这些人呢可以逃离撒旦的这些陷阱，也让借着祷告希望他们可以用因为认识你而得到自由，而脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So when we use scripture to pray, we can know that what we're praying is God's will.
所以我们用经文来祷告的时候，我们就知道我们所祷告的是符合神的心意的。
And that's why we can come to God's throne boldly in our prayers.
这样我们就可以坦然无惧地到神面前来做祷告。
James 5:16. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results.
一人祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
So God wants us to pray.
所以神要我们祷告。
And in response to our prayers, he says that his power is going to be on display.
所以我们祷告的时候呢，神就会他的大能就会彰显出来。
But it's always God who gets the credit for what he accomplishes through our prayers.
但是呢，所有的荣耀呢，都是归于神。
One of the most sobering verses for me as a leader is John 6:44-45.
对我来说呢，让我这个敲头一棒的经文是在这个约翰福音第六章44到45节。
It says, "For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, and at the last day I will raise them up. As the scripture is written, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father learns from me and comes to me."
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训的，又学习的，就到我这里来。
This verse is so powerful to me because as a missionary and pastor and teacher, sometimes we think that if I speak well enough or if I do enough ministry on campus or if I work in the neighborhood or if I care for people the right way, that they'll come to know Jesus.
对我这个最惊喜的地方就是说我是一个牧师，我也常常觉得说我讲到如果讲得好一点啊，如果教导好一点啊，我在社区有做这个社区的活动啊，能够帮助他人的话，我就可以是成为一个好的牧师，一个好的这个宣教士。
But the most important thing is, all of those things are very important, and we should care about other people. But the way that people come to know Jesus is if the Spirit of God draws them to Him.
所以这些事情都非常重要，我们也应该去做。但是我们最重要的是要知道说，所有的人呢，都是因为父的吸引，他们才能够到耶稣面前来，而不是我们所做的工。
And so my kindness and care and investment in people's lives is important, but it must come with the dependence on God to do the work that He promises He will do.
所以呢，我们当然做这些宣教活动啊，还有我们参与社区，这些都是非常重要。我们也需要去关心身边的人，但是最重要的是说呢，这些人要被神而吸引来。So
we need to pray and we need to ask the Spirit of God to draw people. We need to ask God to move in our families, in our cities, in our cultures, in our experiences, on our college campuses. In a way that would draw people to Him.
所以我们要祷告呢，就是让我们的家人、我们附近的人啊，这些没有信主的人，因为这样子被神吸引而来的地方，尤其是在我们的大学校园里面。All
right, Acts 4:31. After this prayer, the meeting place shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And then this is my favorite part. Then they preached the word of God with boldness.
所以在使徒行传第4章31节就讲说，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
And I hope that you love the Word of God. If we're going to be people who have lives that thrive and that see the success God wants us to have, it's because we love God's Word.
所以呢，我们要成为一个成功的人啊，是这个积极宣传福音的人的话，一定要是我们是一个喜爱神的话语的人。
A lot of times we study the word, we go to Bible studies, we're involved in Sunday school, in classes, in all of the places where we learn God's word.
所以我们去参加主日学啊，参加查经班啊，我们怎么样来更多的了解神的话语。
But James says it's not enough just to hear God's word, we have to do it too.
但是雅各说不是我们光听到就可以了，我们要行道。
In Luke chapter 6, there's a great story where a lot of crowds of people are following Jesus, and they say, "Lord, Lord, we would follow you anywhere." And Jesus turns around to them, and he says, "Why do you keep calling me Lord when you don't do what I say?"
在路加福音6章46节就有人讲说，主啊，主啊，我们都一直跟随你啊。耶稣说呢，你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵行我的话呢？
In fact, one of the things that I love to teach young people is that discipleship means obedience.
所以呢，我很喜欢去教导这些年轻人，让他们成为使徒啊。这个门徒训练当中，其实最主要的就是说他们要顺服。Discipleship
means obedience. How am I allowing the Word of God to change what I think, or to change what I feel, or what I do, or what I'm thinking about doing?
所以呢，我们怎么样可以用神的话语来改变我们的思想，改变我们的感情，改变我们的行为？ 让我们去改变我们想做的事情，而可以跟神的旨意连在一起。And
I love it because this is actually in the Great Commission. In Jesus' own words, when he left this earth, he told the disciples that the central piece of what he wanted them to do was to teach people to obey all that I have commanded you, and I will be with you until the end of the age.
所以在耶稣离开的时候，他就跟他们讲说，你们要去呢教导其他的人，也让他们成为门徒，这样子呢，一直到世界末了去教导别人。
So we delight in God's word when we put it into practice.
所以呢, 我们, 当我们的行为能够展现出来的时候, 就是我们喜爱神的话语。
The last thing I find in this verse, Acts 4:31, after this prayer, the meeting place shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to preach the word of God with boldness.
所以呢, 我最喜欢的就是说, 他们呢, 在这个, 圣灵充满以后, 他们就放胆传论神的道。
Do you know that you were created to be a spirit-powered, bold messenger of Jesus Christ?
所以你知不知道你呢, 就是因为被创造出来,就是要成为基督的这个基督徒,坦然无惧的这个传道者。
2 Timothy chapter 1 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, or of timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline.
在提摩太后书第一章七到八节就讲说，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。That's
an important verse, and I hear people use it all the time, but I never hear anybody read the next verse after that one that says, So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord.
我们常常就是只看到这个第七节，而没有看到第八节也是很重要的，下面就讲说，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
God came to earth, and when he came as a baby in a manger, he lived as a man who would show us what God looks like.
所以呢, 耶稣到世界上来, 他来到这边的时候是一个婴儿, 在这个马槽里面, 然后呢, 他, 过的一个生活, 让我们看见神的样式。
And he died on the cross as a penalty for our sin, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave, proving his power over life and death.
所以, 他为我们的罪而死在十字架上, 3天以后他复活, 也证明了他是战胜了这个生命跟死亡。
But when he left this earth, he left some of his work that he gave for us to do.
但他离开这个世界上的时候, 他给了我们一些, 工作, 让我们也要去做。
We are now the messengers who carry the character of God to the people around us.
所以呢, 我们现在就是神的这个, 代言人, 哈, 然后呢, 我们身上有神的特性, 可以让旁边的人看到。
We get the opportunity to take what God has given us and pass it on to others, knowing that as we're praying, the Spirit of God is working in lives in ways we could not imagine.
所以呢, 我们就在祷告的时候, 把我们的这个, 心意呢, 传给身边的人, 让他们知道说神的能力是多么的浩大。
In our college campus ministry, we want to develop young people who change the world. But do you know the call is not just for young people, it's for every one of us.
所以呢, 我们这个, 校园传记是希望能够在学校里面能够让这些年轻人呢, 能够去做一个, 改变世界者, 但是你知道吗, 这个工作不是光是给他们, 而是在我们每个人身上。
I like to say that a world changer is a follower of Jesus who's committed to prayer and who is a disciple that makes disciples.
所以呢, 改变世界的人呢, 就是说他们喜爱神的话语, 祷告, 然后呢, 带领别人也成为耶稣基督的门徒。
As we finish our time in God's Word this morning, let me just ask a couple of questions, knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us and that He'll speak to our hearts.
所以我, 最后呢, 我要知道说呢, 我们是因为有圣灵的带领, 他在心里面带领着我们, 能够, 遵守他的话语。
Maybe today we should consider the question, how's your prayer life? Do I act like prayer is extra, or is my life built around prayer?
所以呢, 我要问一下, 你觉得这个祷告是怎么样呢? 祷告是一个 无关重要吗, 或者是一个很重要的事情。
Is God shaking up my life with a passion to reach people who need to know him?
神有没有让我呢, 是, 很这个对别的人呢, 很有一个关怀的心, 愿意去把这个福音传给那些世上的人。
Am I only hearing the word of God, or am I putting it into practice?
我是不是只是听到而没有去行道呢?
What about boldness? Are you passing on what God has given to you so that you are a disciple who makes disciples?
所以呢, 你有没有这个放胆的去传讲神的福音, 然后呢, 去把神的话语传给其他的人也变成,
,门徒呢? And I know that the Spirit of God is teaching us through His Word today.
我知道那个, 圣灵呢, 神的话是在当中呢, 是对我们有影响的, 现在就在工作。
Will you pray with me?
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, I pray that you would continually call us to prayer. I pray that you would give us a passion for your kingdom. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that we would be drawn to study your scripture so that we could put it into practice, so that you would send us out as disciples who make disciples. And I pray blessing over this church. I pray that this would be a congregation of people who glorify and honor you in every way. And I thank you for making the love of God and the character of God visible through this church. I've experienced that, and I thank you for it. We thank you for your word today. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Amen.